Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is a new version of the Daily Tech News Show. I'm Tom Merritt, and we are going to start doing more interviews. We used to do more of these on DTNS Labs, but we want to do some special editions where we bring people in and talk to them about things. And thankfully, founder and CEO of Patreon, Jack Conti, has agreed to be my guinea pig for this. Jack, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
One of the reasons we wanted to talk to you was there is a big announcement today from Patreon that you have some new platforms coming in May available for creators, for new creators. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there's sort of two pieces of news that we're announcing today. The first, and actually before I get into this, I want to make it very clear. There's no changes for current creators on Patreon. We're calling them founding creators, folks have, you know, that have been with us since the beginning. No changes for anybody. Everything's 100% opt-in. It's only if you want it, you can choose to have it. So just want to make sure that's totally clear and everybody understands.
And even between now and May.
Even between now and May. Yeah. In other words, we're giving folks a full 2 months heads up before any of this takes effect.
So if I, as I am wont to do, start 10 new podcasts between now and May, they will all be grandfathered in under the existing plan with no changes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in May, which I know you haven't nailed a date down yet, but on the day that the new plans come into being,
yep,
what are those going to be?
Yeah. So there's three new creator plans. There's Patreon Lite. And essentially what these are is new versions of the product with different feature sets at different price points. A lot like actually how creators set up tiers on their Patreon page for their patrons. So we'll have three creator plans, Patreon Lite, Patreon Pro, and Patreon Premium. Patreon Lite will be a very stripped down version of Patreon. No tiers, no benefits. Actually, about a fifth of our creators are already doing this right now.
They just don't want to mess with creating stuff.
They
want to create stuff. They don't want to create tiers.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They just want to create stuff.
Right.
They don't want to really run a membership and have benefits and delivery and stuff like that. So this should be super fast to set up, super simple to use. And, you know, you can basically have a page live and be accepting recurring payments, you know, in a couple minutes. So there's Patreon Lite.
How much does that cost?
That will be 5%.
Okay.
Then there's Patreon Pro. Patreon Pro is what all of our current creators are basically using and will be grandfathered into. There's two new features that will be in this plan. The first is creator-led workshops, where we take like a creator who's kicking ass at Patreon for some reason. Either they're doing great patron retention stuff, or they just ran a, you know, new thing that was a really great way to find new patrons. And so they'll lead a workshop on how they did it and what worked. And then there's a second feature that's been in beta up until now called special offers, which I think you did.
Yeah, we did holiday cards back in December.
Right.
So if you got a holiday card, you were part of basically the beta test of the special offers. So that's one of the new things in this new middle tier for everybody.
Exactly. Okay. Everybody's going to get that. And that plan, Patreon Pro, will be 8% for future creators. But again, all current creators will get that product for 5% that they've made. Nobody's going to pay a dime more for anything.
So anybody who starts a Patreon between now and the launch date in May, will get the new features at that plan, the special offers and the
exactly.
workshops,
yep.
but only pay 5%.
Exactly.
Somebody who starts a Patreon on launch day or after will have 8% take.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. And then there's this third tier called Patreon Premium. This is for creators who are really serious about their membership businesses. It's for folks, you know, who have teams, like you have a team. We have some creators now that, you know, have 15, 20, 30 employees. Patreon Premium will include team accounts. I know you're excited about that.
Roger and I are very excited about not having to text each other second factor authentication.
Yep. Codes. Oh my gosh. And the other feature that will include is merch for memberships, which is what we're calling our merchandise product that we're going to be, you know, expanding on, iterating on over time. We've had some creators who are already doing merch. Actually, I'm drinking coffee out of a Tom Merritt mug
out
right
of
now.
A 5-year anniversary DTNS mug.
Yeah, yep.
That people who stay for 3 months will get.
Yep. So that creator plan, Patreon Premium, will be 12% for new creators. But actually, if current creators want to opt into that, they will get it for 9%. That's just, it's pricing for, you know, founding creators just for being with us.
So again, any Patreon that starts between now and May can upgrade to the premium plan for 9%.
Exactly.
Versus what will happen after May, it'll be 12%.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Although the only tweak I would say is even after May, even after these are launched, current creators will still be able to get it for 9%.
Yeah, okay. It's only a brand new Patreon that would have to pay the 12%. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Yeah. So that's the first bit of news. And then the second bit of news that I want to make sure we touch on is that for new creators, again, only for new creators, no changes for current creators. For new creators, we're standardizing our payments processing fee, which, as you know, has been variable until now based on a variety of factors, how much shared patronage you have, you know, whether the patrons are international or not, what processor we are happen to be using for that particular patron at that particular time. That created a lot of variability for creators. And in essence, like anytime there was a change with payments processing, our creators had to deal with it instead of Patreon dealing with it.
Because the amount taken for that processing was purely transparent. In other words, whatever the payment processor took is what came out of the creator's account.
Yes, but not really, because actually we were calculating fees, because if two people shared a patron,
then you'd have to split it.
Then there's actually, there's a different fee for that. And we're splitting it and then prorating it and doing logic and math to kind of, I mean, it's very difficult to explain, and it doesn't scale. It's the wrong, it's so complicated. It's the wrong payment architecture for the next 5 years of Patreon. So what we want to do, the next system is a completely transparent, understandable fee of this industry standard, 2.9% plus 30 cents.
Which is, if I do anything through Stripe or anything, that's generally what I pay.
Exactly.
PayPal. If somebody gives me money through PayPal, it's 2.9% plus the fee. Yeah.
Now we're going to add on to that, which this is another thing I'm really excited about. We're adding on to that a micro payments plan, because one thing we've heard from creators, and you know, you brought up Fiasco earlier when we were talking. One thing that we know from creators is they really care about these $1 and $2 pledges. They don't want a system that, you know, disincentivizes either patrons or them from having those low value pledges. Creators want a system where they can have patrons come in at a really low rate, get them in the door, make them feel included and welcomed in their communities. That's important to us. It's important to our creators. So we're introducing this micro payments plan too as a part of this new system for pledges that are under $3 or under. It'll be 5% plus 10 cents, which basically for those low pledges is going to essentially cut fees actually even more than half.
How does that 5% is bigger than 2.9%? How does that cut fees?
Yeah. So the way the math works out is with a higher percentage on a lower fee, because of that flat rate, the 30 cents or the 10 cents, that makes a big difference on the low pledge. So if you do the math on a $1 pledge, 5% of that is 5 cents plus 10 cents is going to give you 85 cents. So you're paying 15 cents as your transaction fee. If you paid 2.9%, so let's call that 3 cents plus 30 cents as a flat rate, Now you're paying a 33-cent fee. So actually, your fee is much better with the microtransaction rate on that low-value pledge than on a bigger, than the traditional transaction rate.
And you mentioned the fiasco, where you tried to solve a problem, the same problem of the variable rates and everything, by passing it along directly to the patrons, and backed off of that, thankfully. This is the new attempt to fix that problem.
Yeah, exactly. This standardized rate is solving a lot of the same problems in a different way that I feel much better about. Actually, the way that we were helping creators save money on low-value pledges before, first of all, wasn't equitable. In other words, it was totally outside of your control. It depended on things that you couldn't change, like how many shared patrons you have. And second of all, it wasn't available to all creators. I mean, it depended on, you know, if somebody with a similar audience launched on Patreon too, then your fees go down, which is not something that you can pull on or affect. This new microtransaction rate is something that will be available to all creators and benefit all creators. And in fact, actually, you know, about a fifth of our creators, this new payments rate will actually save them money. We're not going to force them to choose it. But if they were to opt into this, they would be paying less transaction fees than they're paying already.
Well, that's a good question. If I'm grandfathered in, I already have a Patreon, May comes around, I want to keep my low platform rate. I want to stay at 5%. I don't want to be raised to 8%. But I want the new transaction fees. Do I have to choose between one or the other? Can I selfishly keep my lower platform rate and get the new standard transaction fee instead of the variable rate?
Yeah. So what we're going to do for creators, and actually we're going to do that proactively. So, you know, we've done some of the models on our end, and there are, I mentioned there's about a fifth of creators who will benefit from this new transaction fee, who are current creators on the platform. They will continue paying their 5% platform fee. So we're not going to push them into, you know, any, you know, higher pricing. But if they're going to save money on those transaction fees, we absolutely want to tell them that and let them opt into it if they want. So we're going to build something in the product that basically says, you know, hey, we've done some math. If you use this new transaction plan instead of the current transaction plan that you're on, you'll save whatever X dollars in fees.
But you won't be forcing them into it. It's up to them to decide if they're like, no, you know what? I like the variable game. I want to stay in that. They can.
They totally can if they want to. Yeah.
Now, overall, it sounds to me like you're taking one of the things I do with DTNS is I know that my percentage every month is going to be around the same, mm-hmm. because I have 4,000 plus people, and it's variable, but it's never variable too far. You're doing that on the grand scale of Patreon, it sounds like, and saying the general fee for people is around 2.9% plus 30 cents. So we're just going to make that the same for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. What we're doing is I think you used the term previously, shielding creators. We're shielding creators from changing payments rates and changing providers. And oh, I, you know, lost some shared patrons and my fees are going to go up or go down or whatever it is. We're basically creating a fully transparent, dependable, rock solid fee. Yeah, it's been frustrating for creators to see like changing fees, and we can't explain them. Like, if you were to say to me, Jack, what do I pay in fees? What am I going to pay next month? I actually can't answer that question.
I can answer it better than you because I know it's around this much every month. You don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, and actually that might like. It has been until now, but it might change if you lose some shared patrons, or if you get a bunch of new shared patrons, or if you get a bunch of international pledges for some reason because one of your things goes viral somewhere
else.
There
have been a couple of months where it was a little out of bounds and then it went back and it's unexplainable.
Yeah. And we can't predict that for you. And and again, this sort of comes back to the philosophy of Patreon, which is we need Patreon to be, creators need it to be a rock solid, dependable, clear, transparent platform, because we have people that are now running their businesses on this, you know, on this software. And it's that system of like, you know, oh gosh, your fees are going to be different this month because of this random thing that's completely outside of your control. Like, that doesn't work for an organization that has 30 employees and needs to understand what they're paying in transaction fees.
So I assume with this fee, you're not losing money on Patreon. You're going to be making more money. You're also raising prices on new incoming patrons. So your Patreon is raising prices and making more money here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, one thing to keep in mind, and one thing we want to be transparent about, is in standardizing this rate, we're not going to standardize it at a rate where we're going to lose money, mm-hmm. right? That would be a really bad business move for Patreon and doesn't set us up to be a long-term, independent, healthy, stable business that we need to be and want to be. So we are going to make margin on that 2.9% plus 30. We're going to lose, a lot of it because of this micropayments plan. I mean, if we didn't have that, you might make more margin, say. But we will make a little bit of margin there. We will reinvest that margin in internationalization, annual plans, scaling the payments product, hiring more payments engineers, all the things that we need to do in order for Patreon to be that rock, that business rock for creators.
Now, I know some people will hear that and say, that's great, I want you to do that, but aren't you really doing this to please your investors? You have venture capital investors. They're putting the pressure on you to make more money, possibly to sell you off someday. Isn't that what's really going on?
Yeah. Yeah. I sort of hear there's like two questions there. The first is like, hey, is this just coming from investors? And the second is like, is Patreon going to get snapped up by one of these larger companies? And like, we've seen that story so many times. Isn't that just what's around the bend for us? I'll answer the first question first. Is this coming from investors? No. I have to be plain and clear about this. As a CEO of the company, I get to decide these things. And I believe in this change with my heart. Again, what I want for our creators and what I want for Patreon is for it to be this long-term, independent, stable business platform. This new set of plans and these new business models that we're building not only allow us to get there, but they allow us to continue solving problems and innovating on behalf of creators. Like, for example, merchandise. That's not a thing that we can offer to our creators with a 5% platform fee. It doesn't work. It works with the new business model that we've put in at that premium plan for Patreon. And we plan on loading other services into that creator plan as Patreon scales. 85% of our creators have said to us, why aren't you helping me with merchandise? I'm spending my days like licking envelopes and stamps and doing post office runs. And like, Patreon, you could solve this and you're not. And they were right. Like, we weren't solving it because we actually couldn't at 5%. So this new plan allows us to continue serving folks and to continue building and solving a lot of these problems that creators have. So that's the reason that we're doing it. And in my core, I know that this is like a really important business move for Patreon. And it's really awesome for creators because it means that we get to solve all these problems that creators are having and actually responding to feature requests that creators have, and we get to continue, building for them. So no, I mean, it's to say that it's for investors is completely missing the point.
But the investors can tell you what to do. I mean, it's their money. You can't just do anything you want, right?
Well, technically, as long as I'm CEO, I actually, I control the company. I suppose if the investors aren't happy with what I'm doing, they can try to fire me.
or but, not invested in another round in the future. Or,
yeah, yeah. But no, I mean, as like, that's the thing about being a CEO is the buck stops with you. The buck stops with me. It doesn't mean that I make all of the decisions. Our team makes all the decisions, sure. Right? We hire amazing people. Our head of product, was running product and engineering teams for 500 person organizations, taking companies public, stuff like that. So we have an amazing, capable, experienced team around us. But the buck stops with me on decisions like this. This is a decision that I have a lot of confidence in, and I know is the right thing for creators and for Patreon too. Like, I want to be transparent about that. Like, this is a good business move for Patreon. This is the right thing for us to do to make sure that we can be that long-term stable platform that's independent.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that. You've said you want to stay independent several times, but it's got to be attractive, the idea of like, hey, let's ramp up that money machine, get the bucks flowing in and get attractive and then get bought and you can cash out and live comfortably.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high volume, high speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm sorry, can I swear on this podcast? Okay, sorry.
I'm just putting the time code down so that I can, you know what he said.
Look, I've been pretty plain about, you know, what I want for Patreon the folks at Patreon bleed for creators. It is the most creator first organization and group of people on the planet. It's so passionate, and that culture is so unique and so special. I don't think it would survive if it were under the umbrella of some company whose KPI was session time ad revenue. And I don't think that's the right thing for Patreon. Look, it's, you know, anything can happen with companies. I would be so sad if that was the outcome here. It is not what I want. It is not what I'm shooting for. I am shooting for Patreon being independent, calling our own shots, having our own culture. That's what I want for Patreon. And that's really important to me. Like that question, you know, of like, how do we build that culture? How do we build that governance? How do we build that long-term independence? That's the question that keeps me up at night. Like, that's ultimately my job.
But I know there are people, in fact, there are people said exactly this to me in our DTNS Slack that say, how much does it cost to run Patreon? I could code that page and put a PayPal embed up there and be running a Patreon competitor tomorrow. Why do you need to make more money?
I know. I only empathize with that question, and I realize that is confusing from the outside. And as a creator myself, I can tell you, I have looked at these other companies and been like, "What is so hard about that?" Mm-hmm. Like, I remember at one point asking a friend, I was like, "Why does Facebook have 25,000 employees? Like, it's a website. What are they doing?" And so I totally understand that. And now, having spent 6 years inside of one of these companies, scaling and going through the process of building a global payment CRM and CMS and distribution company with an open API and platform and things for people to build on, and holy smokes, the complexities are beyond what I ever imagined. Everything from payments regulations and compliance issues to customer support tickets. You know, there was a month last year where literally we answered 15,000 support tickets in 1 month, fighting fraud and money laundering and preventing people from using stolen credit cards to pay themselves and clean money.
So people steal credit cards, yes. They create a Patreon account, use the stolen credit card to pay themselves, try to cash it out before you detect it, and then you don't get the money because the credit card company is like, no, that's a stolen credit card. We're not going to.
And that happens at such a regular cadence and such a high volume that we have a full-time team just to solve that problem. Full-time. And
just an ongoing fight
ongoing
to squash those.
Product and engineering team to just for that problem alone. A lot of the complexities are totally invisible from the outside. I don't mean to sound like poor us. Like, it's our job to mm-hmm. solve this stuff,
sure.
and we are solving it, and we're scaling it. But it's people don't see it, and it is expensive.
And there's also, I know, some complexity to the financial world that longtime listeners of Daily Tech News Show have heard us talk about before, and how even large banks and financial organizations can get hoodwinked into transferring money. But just the complexity of the payment system alone is out there, to the point where the payment processing companies can determine some of the things that you have to do because of their policies, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, with so many partners, yes. The answer is yes. With so many partners, we have to be good partners in order to be able to work with these people. And Patreon service depends on it. And when they need something to, you know, be like this or be like that, or process in this way, or use this international, you know, processor instead of us for that, or, you know, we have now built all of that routing and logic and, into our payments architecture. Actually, we spent a good portion of the last year completely redoing our payments backend so that we could plug in new partners to actually kind of reduce some of that dependency. So if one payments partner says, hey, don't do this, we can say, okay, we're going to keep doing that, but with somebody else, and we're going to route all those payments to that person. We have all that, you know, built in. Now, you know, the downside of that is, well, some of these partners have different rates and, you know, different fees, and we don't want our creators' fees and transactions to be changing depending on things that they don't even know about and are completely outside of their control, which is another reason for standardizing the rate. But yes, that does happen. And so we have done a lot of work to kind of rebuild and make sure that we can be calling as many of the shots as possible.
That brings up another question I hear from some of my friends sometimes, which is, you know, why can't Patreon just be a bank? And I know you're not a bank because that's a whole thing, but why can't you just be the place where, you know, you just pay me, do my taxes, you know, just run it all for me.
Right. So, maybe we'll get there. I don't think we'll become a bank. Becoming a bank is actually, there's a lot of compliance and regulation around that, as you can imagine. You have to do certain things like processing payments in certain ways. And there's, where can you store your money and for how long, and where does that money actually sit? And there's all sorts of issues around that. But in terms of like the services you mentioned, like, oh, could we do your taxes? Could we hook you up with a CPA? Could we, you know, we already send people 1099s, but you know, some of those things, like, actually we could do those even without becoming a bank. And I don't want to say those are things that are in Patreon's roadmap, but the long-term vision for Patreon is, gosh, nobody's building for creators right now. Nobody, like, everybody's solving the art on the web problem from the perspective of consumers. How do we make this faster? How do we make the, you know, the music discovery experience better and slicker? And how do we make it cheaper for you as a consumer? Nobody's thinking about all those same problems from the perspective of a creator. How do we make sure you get paid what you're worth? How do we make sure that you can save properly for your retirement? How do we make sure that you have access to health insurance as a creative person that's filling the web with all the stuff that we love to read and listen to and watch and see? So yes, we do want to solve some of those problems, and that's in our long-term vision for what, you know, for what Patreon can do for creative people.
So why aren't you doing it now?
We're doing it now. That's a great question. We're not doing it now because we haven't launched these new plans yet. Those are things you can't do at a 5% rate. Like, for example, we can't do merchandise if we can't help our creators send merchandise to patrons if with a 5% platform fee. We would lose money. It'd be a really bad business decision for Patreon. We can do it at a 12% platform fee. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of those things that I mentioned, those are also things that we can do at a 12% platform fee. And so I think what creators will see over the next, you know, 5 years or so is we'll be loading more and more of these solutions into those tiers. That middle tier that everybody's being grandfathered into is really That's the like flagship membership product that we will be really staffing against, because that's where the bulk of our creators are actually building and creating. And so that's going to be like our focus from a staffing perspective. But yeah, that top tier is going to allow us to kind of serve more and more folks who need us to solve those problems.
So the reason we're actually talking in the same room today is because you're in town touring. You're still doing music. You're still a creator.
Yeah.
Do you ever wish that you could, or do you ever have plans to just say, hey, you know what? This has been great being CEO. I'm going to hand this over to a business person and I'm going to step back and be founder guy, chairman of the board, and spend more time on my creations.
No.
That was a very quick answer.
I hope you don't think I'm a control freak hearing me say that. But I think I alluded to this earlier. What Patreon has is so special, and for me personally is incredibly rewarding. A lot of the people using Patreon that are getting, you know, checks from us every month, these are people I've been following for 10 years. I've watched them, you know, go from teenager to being in their 20s to, you know, buying a house off of their Patreon income to having kids. Yeah, I don't want to use the word paranoid, but I want to hold on to this creators first culture that we have, this passion, this excitement for creators forever. I love that. It's so rewarding for me personally, and such an important thing that I feel like the world needs. And I love being a part of that, and I want to continue being a part of that.
But you have such a complex, very not creative business that we've been exploring here with all of the you know, the anti-fraud and the financial complexity. And I mean no disrespect, but you're not a financial expert.
Yeah.
Who are the people at Patreon who are the financial experts? Who are your Sheryl Sandbergs? Who are the people that are there for you?
Exactly. One thing, my job as CEO is to make sure that Patreon has enough money to keep operating. That's like raising capital. And essentially to hire and fire the executive team. If I really have two responsibilities, it's those things. You could add a third in there, which is like to ensure that we're working on directionally the right strategy. I also have to make sure that like that we're doing that. Fortunately, I really believe in our strategy and I love the team that's built that and feel really good about it. But ultimately, those are my two jobs. And so, yes, I've worked very, very hard to surround myself with very capable people who are much smarter and better than I am at all of this stuff. You know, I mentioned before our head of product, you know, has run like massive product and engineering organizations. Our head of engineering not only has run engineering organizations, but for the last decade has been a COO at half a dozen companies, big and small. And then, you know, we have a whole group of VPs who have built global payments systems and who have run, creator tools and CRM and posting tools. And that's so important. And we have to make sure that we have that. So I'm not one of those CEOs that walks around the office saying, do this, do that, like making decisions all day. Like my job is very, I would say, high level. And the team is the one that's, you know, doing all the work and making all this happen and actually realizing the strategy and vision of Patreon.
Yeah. And anybody who's run a company knows that paying people is always your biggest expense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cheap.
Yeah, most of the money that Patreon spends goes to the 170 teammates that we've employed to do the work.
Well, thank you, Jack, for taking the time to explain all this. I tried to ask as many of the questions I think people would have as possible, but I know I didn't cover all of them. If folks do want to ask more questions about this, where should they go?
Yeah, so I'll give you three places. The first is support.patreon.com. You can write us an email and we will respond. The second is if you're a creator and you want to like really get into the weeds and dive into the details and have Patreon staff there and have other creators, you can go to our Discord community. We have over 300 members of our Discord community, creators on Patreon. Actually, it's a great place you should join anyway, even if you don't have questions about all this, because creators are chatting and sharing ideas. And the link there, let me pull that up. It's discord.gg/Patreon. And if you're a creator on Patreon, you can join that community and hear from other creators and ask questions. Patreon staff is in there too. I'm in there. I'm popping in all the time talking to creators. And then the third place is our Discourse forum, which is more like a traditional old school internet forum. And the link to that is many random letters and things. So we'll put it in the metadata.
Yeah, put it in the show notes for people. Excellent. And I also want to give you a chance to let people know where to go to find your creative works as well, the things you're doing when you're not being the CEO.
Right. Yeah. So when I'm not being the CEO, that's one day per month on a Saturday. And it's when I fly down to LA and record songs or videos for Pomplamoose and Scary Pockets, which are my two bands. And yeah, if you just search Pomplamoose on YouTube, you'll see my band with my wife, where we have this. We come out with indie rock music, essentially cover songs and originals. And then Scary Pockets is a funk band that I have with my friend Ryan, who's been a touring musician for the last decade and is just a total joy to play music with. So yeah, you can see me in these bands and in music videos on YouTube by searching Scary Pockets or Pomplamoose.
Jack, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate the questions. Thanks for having me.
And folks, don't forget, we are on Patreon. You can join us. Become a member at patreon.com/DTNS. Our goal each month is to get one more patron than last month. It could be you. Find out all the cool benefits you get at patreon.com/DTNS. Our email address is feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com. We're live Monday through Friday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 22:30 UTC. You can find out more at dailytechnewsshow.com/live. Talk to you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.